basically it was recommended to Mark Hughes, so he brought him over with a view to having a proper look at him in training, which is something that he's done in the past with other players that he's then gone on to sign. And he saw him on Monday in training. I think he was quite impressed with the little bit of him that he saw. The players have since had a couple of days off, so they're due back in tomorrow, the first team players. I think Mark will have a closer look at him tomorrow and on Friday, and then he'll probably make a decision after that.
Do you think that he has a place in a team like Clever?
Well, I've not seen him myself as yet. We might get a chance to see him later in the week. But, you know, they could probably do with an extra striker at the minute, because Jason Roberts looks like he could be leaving the club in January, which means there'd be a man short up front. So I think if he impresses, then he's got a chance of getting a permanent deal here. From what I've heard about him, he sounds like he's quite a fast player, and he's obviously got a good goals record in Bulgaria. I think someone was telling me earlier today that his goals record in Bulgaria is better than Berbatov's was when he was there. So, you know, based on that, he must have a chance of winning a permanent move here.
Do you think that the price that Levski Sofia wants for Dumovčiški, it's about what we've heard here is like a million and something in pounds, is too big?
Well, no, it's not too big. They'd be able to afford that kind of price. What they've got to decide is whether they feel he's worth that kind of money. You know, strikers don't come cheaply, and you know, if he's a decent player, then I'm sure they'd be prepared to pay that kind of money. I mean, they've already agreed a fee with Levski, I think, before they brought him here, which is something they've done in the past. You know, when they bring players in on trial, they always try to agree a fee in advance. So if he does do well, then the fee doesn't rise, you know, based on him having a good week. So it sounds like they've already agreed a fee of about £1.5 million. So, you know, that's how much they'd be prepared to pay if he does do very well.
We've heard that Valeri passed the fitness test yesterday. Do you know something about that?
Well, I know that they've been doing various tests with him, sort of speed tests and that kind of thing, to assess how fast he is and to, you know, see if his fitness is going to be good enough for the Premiership. And as far as I know, he's done quite well in those tests so far. So it's a case of later in the week, once the first team players come back, having a look at him in a training session and seeing how he does in a, you know, maybe a game in training, to see if he's good enough to score goals at this level.
Is there any chance that maybe Mark Hughes bring him to the second team first, and then probably after a year he could play first team football?
Well, I think any sort of deals they are looking to do at the minute would be for people who are ready to go straight in to the first team squad. So I'd be surprised if they were ready to pay, you know, over £1 million for a player that they're only going to put in the reserves initially. He really needs bodies in the first team now, and someone who can come in and make an immediate impact. So if he feels he's not capable of that, then maybe it might be one they'll have to shelve and look elsewhere.
You'll try to reach the chairman of Blackburn Rovers, I think, Mr. Williams. Do you know his opinion on new signings?
Well, yeah, I've spoken to him today. Spoke to him about 20 minutes, half an hour ago, and he just said it's too early to make any sort of firm opinions yet about Valeri, because he's not really had a chance to train with the other first team players. So they're reserving judgment at the minute until they can see him, you know, up against players in the Blackburn first team later this week. So I think we'll know more by the weekend. I think it's a little bit too early yet to draw any firm conclusions.